Episode 352. Welcome. So on this one, I'm going to tell you why you're never seeing your health goals through until the end. And it's got a lot to do with trying to be someone that you're not. You could be lots of great things, but not that. And so if you keep trying to be that without being you, then you're going to keep failing. If you're really confused about what I mean and need some help sticking to your health goals and seeing them through to the end, then good. Fantastic. Amazing. You're in the right place. So stick around for the next 10 minutes and you will know what I'm talking about. And we'll get you on the way to your goals. Let's get into it.
Welcome to the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. You've tuned in because you want to start taking your health seriously so you don't, well, get sick and die. Here we talk all things health, nutrition, and human optimization. Let's jump into it with your host and resident scientist, Maddie Lansdowne.
What's up, my healthy friends? Welcome back to another Coaching with Matty episode. The idea of these episodes, in case you're new here, is that I basically go into my portfolio of clients that I've had, hundreds of clients that have worked with me over the last few years, both group and one-on-one. And what I like to do is pull out little conversations or questions that are recurring, that have come back time and time again, or talking points or perspectives that I think are really useful for people that have challenges with their health, with their weight, with their emotional eating, with basically anything if they're struggling to transform their lives in the direction that they want in regards to health, wellness, sleep, stress, food, all of that kind of stuff, right? And so you may not know also that in 2024, it's my mission to coach 500 people to get control of their sugar cravings and sugar binges so they can stop yo-yo dieting, stop obsessing about food, and finally create a body that they feel confident being in. And the conversation that I want to have with you today is about playing the right game. And what I mean by that is I have a lot of conversations around having the correct goals, or having the appropriate frame of reference or context for around where you want to go, basically. And what I mean by that is a lot of people follow people on social media, which share ideas and show bodies and live lifestyles that present you with all of these ideas of who you should be and what you should want for yourself. Not only does that set you up for failure, but it also gives you this great sense of lack, that a lot is lacking in your own life. And so the message that I want to get to you through today's episode is to stop beating yourself up for being something that you can't change. You're perfect as you are, and you don't actually need to change at all. However, if you want to, which I think is really, really good, then we actually want the correct frame of reference. And what I mean by that is that if you're pregnant and you have stretch marks, that's okay. You can't outrun your stretch marks. If you live a sedentary lifestyle, but you're beating yourself up for not having a fit girl body, right? And maybe that fit girl's, you know, 25 years old, lives off mum and dad's money, does nothing but be an influencer. You can't beat yourself up for not having a fit girl body. You might work in a corporate office or have an office job. And yeah, maybe you've got a standing desk. I'm standing at a standing desk right now. But if you're not a personal trainer, you're not going to be moving weights and lifting weights and doing exercises all day, every day. And so it's highly unlikely you're going to be able to achieve the body of a personal trainer, right? And maybe it's even with money or the success in your career or having a business. If you have a day job that pays you 70 or 80 grand a year and you wish you were living like Elon Musk or some of your rich friends that have got Ferraris and Lamborghinis and Teslas and all of the things and they're not in mountains and mountains of negative debt, again, it's the incorrect frame of reference. You can't go from day job to Elon Musk. You can't go from $10,000 Mazda to Ferrari, right? There's a few steps that need to happen. And so what I want you to think about is, what is the correct and realistic frame of reference for my progress and where am I going with the situation that I'm in, okay? Because if you set yourself up with the incorrect frame of reference, then you are going to be sorely disappointed that you don't get anywhere close, right? Because there's no possible way that your body, your life, your finances will ever end up there, even if everything goes absolutely perfectly, right? There's going to be a small percentage that are able to go from, you know, let's say significantly obese and diseased all the way through to personal trainer, fit girl body. Maybe that's possible for, let's say, 1% of people. But the rest of us, we have to be somewhat realistic in the context of being hopeful and ambitious, okay? We have to be hopeful and ambitious in a way that makes sense. And I've had conversations with people that have inquired about working with me before, and when they lay out their goals, I, being what I think is the responsible coach, have let them know that actually I don't think this is possible or this is appropriate. And they have pushed back at me and saying, I can't believe you tell me to give up on my dreams. And I've asked, how long has this been your dream? And the answer has usually been, in these limited number of conversations, most of the time the answer in that situation is, oh, as long as I can remember. Now, there's two possible things at play there. One is you obviously haven't got the right system to achieve the goal, or the goal is unrealistic, unfathomable, right? So what we need to do is we need to go from where you are now to realistic goals in the context of an ambitious, successful, positive outcome later down the track, okay? One, that makes sense. I've already given you a few examples, but here's another one. If you're a stressed single mum of three and you want to be able to manage stress and live like a monk, that's probably not going to happen, right? Monks leave everything behind and disappear into a temple in Asia or somewhere in the world, right? So we need to get realistic. So the way I see it, you've got two options and both of these kind of work together. You've got to accept who you are and what you've chosen in your life. And once you've done that, you need to then accept what is possible within that container. Of course, the other thing is begin overhauling your life or changing that container one tweak a week, one small change at a time, one realistic goal at a time. And a lot of people might be, you know, finding this unappealing or not very sexy or not very motivating. And in any other context, I'm all about big, unrealistic, ambitious, crazy goals, right? But it seems that the only people that manage to achieve those are a very, 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 very small percentage of society, of people that are actually in a situation that most of us are not in. They're in a situation where they're able to leverage a lot of resources or a lot of time or put a lot of risk on the table, which is why they tell us to, you know, do anything we like in our teens and our 20s, because you're in a chapter of your life where the damage from the risk will be recovered if you get it really wrong, right? So you either accept the container that you're in and then have goals to optimize how you live in that container, or you can transform the container one small step at a time, okay? So we don't want to be the equivalent of a football player being disappointed as to why he's not succeeding at his lawn bowls career, because he doesn't ever practice lawn bowls, right? So my question to you is, what is the container that you're in? What is the body that you're in? And I should clarify for those that are a little confused by the word container. The container is, what is your life, basically? Are you a mum? Do you have a job? Are you a single father? You know, do you hang out with the boys at the pub three nights a week? What is it? Do you go to the gym? You know, how do you manage your stress? All of that, everything is the container that makes up everything that you have in your life, right? And you are in that container, and all of the things that you do are in that container, okay? So what is the container, and what can you change within that container? And where does that container need to be changed for your health, right? Because that might involve some bigger questions and some bigger conversations and some bigger changes, basically. But my point here is that we want to start realistically. We don't want to compare you to someone you could never be. And if you could be them, well, maybe you will be one day, but if you're sitting there with a baseball bat swinging in the dark, you might accidentally hit the ball, but that's extremely unlikely. But it's not until you do a few things to turn the light on that you might actually say, oh, now I see the path to get there. Okay? So have realistic goals. Again, in every other chapter of existence, I support unrealistic romantic goals that are so big and overwhelming that it's, you know, incredibly motivating. But I know for this podcast, and for the program that I run and the emotional binge overeating programs that I run, I had huge dreams for those in years 1, 2, 3, until I started getting really demotivated and unexcited because my goals didn't match the reality of my life. And so I was never going to hit those goals. And I had no idea about business or managing money or any of that. And I'm still learning all of it. But it wasn't until I understood realistic goals that I actually started feeling good about achieving things, because my unrealistic goals were never being achieved. I was never reaching them. And that made me not want to do it because I was like, I'm not helping anyone. I'm not progressing. I'm not, you know, going to the level of the capacity that I believe I've got. And I had to have a realistic look in the mirror kind of conversation with myself and a few mentors and get honest about my personality, the container of my life, the amount of finances I've got to throw at ideas, and be realistic about how slow that journey needs to go, right? So you need to do the same for you, whether it's your weight, whether it's your finances, whether it's relationships, whatever it is, be realistic and remove from social media. This is one of the first exercises I get new clients to do. Remove from social media and your social circle all of these illusions of things you could be that when you think about it, you know you really couldn't, right? And Half of those are bullshit: steroids, riches, parents' money, lifestyles, influencer bullshit anyway. So get rid of it. Get it out, detox it, declutter it out of your life. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. And if you have, screenshot, share it with a friend, put it in your social media stories, all of that jazz. And I'll see you on the next episode. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed this episode or learnt anything at all, the gift of your 5-star rating would be incredibly helpful. And what's even more powerful is if you write a review. You can do it below each episode on Spotify, every time an episode comes out, and inside Apple Podcast. Simply find the main page of this show with all the episodes on it, scroll to the bottom, hit write a review, share your amazing feedback, and then hit send. It helps this show grow tremendously and allows me to successfully invite bigger and more famous guests each time we do the show. Thank you for helping us climb the charts, climb the algorithm, and help more people. Oh, and by the way, I have a short disclaimer as well. I just wanted to quickly remind you that the information provided on this podcast is for general informational purposes only. While we strive to bring you accurate and up-to-date content, it's important to note that a lot of this is mixed with opinions, stories, and ideas not supported by mainstream science or medicine. Any advice or suggestions should not be considered a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult a healthcare provider before making any decisions about the health and wellness of you and your family. Remember too that what works for one person may not work for another. And just as we promote on the show, each person is responsible for their own health decisions. Thank you for tuning into the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. And now, the next episode. Here it is.